Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
We could be as little as 48 hours away from having an NHL team here in Utah.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage with the latest reports. Adam?
Amanda, sources tell Sportico the NHL Executive Committee has signed off on moving the Arizona Coyotes to Salt Lake City. Now just the NHL's Board of Governors needs to sign off, and they historically have been the final hurdle for any relocation or expansion in the league. If the owners sign off on the deal, Arizona Sports reports a press conference to officially announce the sale of the Coyotes to Jazz owner Ryan Smith will happen either this Thursday or Friday. An AP source says the deal to sell the Coyotes to Smith is worth $1 billion. Coyotes will play what could be their final game in Arizona tomorrow night. Now, what will the name of Utah's NHL team be once the move becomes official? KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff went to the Utah Olympic Oval in Kearns, where people are passionately debating the possibilities.
All of those I spoke with are thrilled with the idea of professional hockey coming to Utah, but they were definitely not all on the same page about a name for the team.
I'm voting for Blizzards. Let's stick with the double Z's, right? It's a Utah thing.
They didn't change the Jazz name, did they? So I think a name should stick with the team.
I've seen a lot of Yetis, but I don't know about that.
The Yetis are the Blizzard.
It's Golden Eagles or bust for me, so if they don't name it that, I'm staying an Avalanche fan.
Several of these fans tell me they'll also be paying close attention to how much the tickets are going to cost. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
And a good question we've been getting asked from a lot of people is, so what happens to the Utah Grizzlies hockey team once an NHL team moves into town? KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr has some answers.
The Grizzlies will be staying in Utah, playing at the Maverick Center as usual for at least the next season. Vice president of the team, Jared Youngman, says they'll also remain a minor league affiliate for the NHL's Colorado Avalanche, even if the Arizona Coyotes come to Utah because of the continuing contract that they have with Colorado. But he says once that contract is over, the arrangement could change.
The Grizzlies start their next season in the Maverick Center in October. And, of course, stay with KSL News Radio for the very latest developments on the story. We're monitoring it 24/7. Any new developments, you're going to hear it right here on KSL. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. It could take weeks to select jurors at former President Trump's hush money trial in New York. ABC's Aaron Katursky was in the courtroom on day one.
Sometimes he would tug on the sleeve of his attorney, Todd Blanche, to get his attention if he heard something maybe he wanted his defense attorney to respond to. And at one point, the defense attorney seemed to tap Trump on the arm as if to say, okay, I got it.
So far, no jurors have been selected.
Vice President Kamala Harris returned to the campaign trail and made a trip to Las Vegas.
There is a direct track between what we have seen in states like Arizona, what the people of Nevada are fighting for, and who the previous president was.
This comes 1 week after the Arizona Supreme Court upheld a law from 1864 that bans most abortions in that state.
Two Utah gun shop owners face charges accused of stealing over $600,000. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live with more. Peter?
Tim, St. George-based Urban Arms LLC advised to customers that it could deliver huge amounts of ammunition, but the Department of Justice says in a press release that the owners have taken orders worth hundreds of thousands of dollars and delivered nothing in return. That includes $300,000 for body armor for Ukrainian soldiers, plus $90,000 more for 300,000 bullets. The DOJ claims in an unsealed indictment that these deliveries never arrived. The press release also says the couple that owns the company falsely claimed to service the FBI and the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. The press release also says that they had their first court appearance on Sunday. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic on a Tuesday morning, and back over to you, Andy.
Right, patrol's doing a slowdown right now on I-15 coming up from Bangor towards 123rd South. Got some flashing lights on the right shoulder near the 123rd overpass, and that's the reason they're holding up the traffic. Don't know why, but if you're getting on the freeway at 123rd, you won't see any slowdowns all the way through downtown. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A new government report says the suicide bombing in Afghanistan that killed 13 U.S. troops in 2021 was not preventable. Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover grew up in Utah and was killed during that attack. His father, Darren Hoover, spoke with KSL TV after being debriefed about the report.
A lot of high emotions, and sometimes disgust, sometimes, grateful.
Hoover says the report answers some questions, but he says His son and the other troops could have survived if the government had done a better job planning the troop evacuation.
The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-related care for transgender youth while lawsuits over a state law move forward. Under the law, physicians could spend up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or other gender-related care to people under the age of 18.
Another body has been recovered at the site of the Baltimore Highway Bridge collapse.
The recovery of a fourth body from a construction vehicle in the underwater wreckage has been announced by officials at the scene in Baltimore. The FBI says agents boarded the container ship that crashed into the span, causing the collapse. They're looking for any evidence of criminal wrongdoing. And hours before leaving port, the container ship had apparent electrical problems, says a person with knowledge of the situation to the Associated Press.
ABC's Chuck Severson says two bodies are still missing.
If you're ever pulled over in West Jordan, there's a chance you'll get some roadside help instead of a ticket. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, this could happen if you have a broken taillight or a turn signal. Basically, anything you have, anything you may be too strapped for cash to pay on time. Well, now West Jordan PD is the latest state to join the Lights On program, a national initiative that allows officers to give you a voucher to get any mechanical problems fixed. 21 other states have similar programs. In Minneapolis, Inspector Charles Adams says it's a good way to get to know the officers.
We stop folks and folks think they're going to get a ticket. We're able to give them this coupon and make their day.
Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.